Mike, as always, appreciate you coming by here like usual. The New England trip was a real test last weekend. Dartmouth made things close at the end, and then you dropped a tough one up in Cambridge against Harvard. What'd you like? What'd you wish was a bit better? Take us through it a little bit.
Well, I mean, obviously, the guys came out and played very well at Dartmouth, and as you mentioned, late in the game they got one, and then always seems to happen there. It always seems to be an interesting game, and they got one with 6-on-5, and all of a sudden the last couple of minutes were, as I said before, it makes why coaches get gray hair, and you're never comfortable with a 3-0 lead, but it was a good night. I was happy with the way our guys prepared, competed, showed up to play, the consistency. And that's what you need on the road. I mean, Dartmouth, plays extremely hard, and our guys did a great job in that game. And then the next night was just, it was really disappointing, from a perspective of that, we came out, it was a 1-1 after in the first, but, things got away on us quick in the start of the second period. And, even though we made it 4-2, we just, our determination and compete level and, for whatever reason, we talked about a little bit about it. For whatever reason, we didn't have it, and it didn't, not as a collectively as a group for that game. And and I think that as a coach, you can look at all different factors but the same factors have existed over the years, and we've showed up there with guys that have been banged up and sick and hurt and tired and the whole thing, when we still got the job done. And that's something that we addressed with our team on Monday, is that regardless of the circumstances, you gotta play to find a way to win, and we didn't do that.
Let's key a little bit in on Saturday night up there for a few, because as you mentioned, they really opened things up in that second period with 3 goals in what was like, what, a 6-minute span or so. They get the 2 quick ones and then a power play goal that just kind of sneaks by Ian and net. When things escalate that quickly and so fast, what does that do to the complexion of the team in some sense?
Well, I think there's all kinds of different emotions, disbelief, anger, frustration. Because it was quick. I mean, it was like, Rishoff from the blue line that, probably shouldn't go in. And then, a mistake that they jump on it's a 2-1, a 3-1 game, and everybody sitting on that bench knows that's a long haul back. That's gonna be a tough night, and got to kind of get to work, and then we make another mental mistake with too many men on the ice, penalty with a couple of young guys, as you said, it was honestly a really unfortunate break. Our guy in the penalty kill did a great job, stick jammed the kid, and went right to the guy that we've been covering all night in the power play. And how it went in, it hit about 3 or 4 things, then rolled up Ian's back and went in. So, and those things are going to happen in a normal year, but they just all happen at once. A mental mistake, something, a goal that shouldn't happen, and then away they go, right? So it's you fight back, and then your team doesn't really look at the, you got to play a different way in order to get back in the game, and things open up, and so it's one of those nights in hockey, you talk about it, and it just occurs. And you got to kind of stick together and live to fight for another day as you prepare to get back on, this week. But that's kind of the mentality that occurs on the bench.
When you face a big deficit like that, especially in a game like hockey, maybe it's a bit cliche, but is it truly one play at a time, one shift at a time to try and climb back into things?
Yeah, it is. I mean, as I said, there's some adjustments because you're down 4-1. You got to take some risks, and you got to play better defensively because you can't give them anything more. And so, there is a process. And that process can take place in any game when it goes to 3-2 or, 2-1 or whatever it is. But, we did it. We got our defensemen more involved, and Sam scored a goal to make it 4-2. Our power play came out, which has been really good for us. And then, I don't think we even got a shot on goal, and we had one shot on goal right at the second, 7 seconds left in the power play. So it is. I mean, and it was 4-2, and we had some good pressure in the third period to make it 4-3 just to make things, you know, just like the night before, where we got antsy a little bit when it went to 3-2. So it's just you try, you plug away and you give it that effort, which our guys did, you know. But you got to look at the whole game, why we didn't, you know, play our best, and why certain individuals didn't play our best, and why some guys played really well. And it's a, you know, we do it after every game, but you know, that type of game was a big game, and it was disappointing that coming out of it, you'd have those kind of conversations, because we really haven't had that happen to us this year. So, yeah. So we discussed it, and we're ready to be a better hockey team on Friday.
We're with Mike Schaefer, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team, on Between the Lines. The Big Red 13-7-1 on the season. Real quick, you mentioned Sam's name and his goal in the second period from the circle, kind of getting slashed. He wrist ones in, and just like that, he's now on this 8-game point streak. And it goes without saying he's unbelievably talented and one of the best in the ECAC. But from a coach's view, how good has he been out there?
Well, I think that, you know, it's just like a lot of other guys, he's starting to elevate. You know, he's starting to play the best hockey of his career, and he's always been really good, but he's seemed to have another gear right now, you know, making every possession count. Every time he's on the ice, every shift, he's, you know, he's involved, and he's been consistent with it. So, you know, I think that, but you're seeing that same thing in practice. He's elevating in practice and you know, pushing our guys to be better and when he does that, it's you know, it's elevating guys around him that they got to practice better you know, and so it's good to see him getting the results, because I thought he played pretty well at the start of the year. But he is, you know, I think it's he stayed with the process, he's gotten some results, the confidence has grown, and now he seems to have gone to another place, which is great for an athlete.
What's the mindset or the message been like for you to the guys with, what, just 4 weeks left now here, right in the thick of the Clery Cup race?
The message is one that we've talked about, is that, you know, we got to really zero in and be extremely focused on one night at a time, and not look ahead and not think about where we are, where we could be. And, you know, that's a tendency. And I think our guys have done a good job of that since we've been back for Christmas. And, you know, that starts in practice and our prep, to being really detailed oriented and hold them accountable for the smallest things. I think, you know, you get that narrow focus and that tunnel vision focus about where you want to go. And it kind of just blocks out all those other distractions. You know, it's a good thing as an athlete and as a team. And I think that's what we're challenging them to do, is to, bring it in, bring the focus in to the smallest of things that exist on our team. So that's where we've headed here in the last month.
How beneficial will it be to have a ton of these games coming up at home? And you've got to travel up to Hamilton next week, but to be able to play in Ithaca or even just the state of New York in general, it's got to be a positive spin on things for this really important stretch of games.
Well, I think we've had really good energy at home the last few games, but you know, you can't just depend on that, you know, that the fact that you're at home. And, you know, I think that, you know, the crowd will help us but we got to do our job you know, regardless of where we've played. I mean, we've gone on the road and we've played extremely well. And, you know, and I think that for our guys, I go back to that narrow focus, that not thinking that, oh, geez, we're at home now and, you know, things are going to be, you know, a little bit easier. We can do this. You know, now it's the time to, as I said, is to really bring it in and enjoy the fact that we're at home, but, you know, really getting after it in our approach. And that's just as a team, but that's also, you know, as individuals, as they visualize what makes them best and play their best. And, you know, these guys, you know, they're not happy. They're not happy with how we played at Harvard, you know, and I think that's why we had such a good practice yesterday, is you know, there's a little disappointment and pride that went into after they reflected that's not what we are, and that's what, who we are, and we got to be better. And so looking forward to today's practice and our rest of our preparation for the week as we get ready for RPI and Union.
We'll get to those guys in just a second, but since we're so deep into the season with things starting to wind down here, what's the one thing you look at right now in this moment and you say, if we want to win up in Placid or a national championship, this needs to improve? What is that?
You know, there's no one area. I mean, again, I go back to it. There's not one thing that we feel like we have a weakness, or we feel that going into it, and all the games we've played against a good competition, There's not one area that come out and say, geez, you know, we got to be better in that area, or we don't stand a chance to win. You know, I just think that it's about, you know, each person, you know, within our structure of our team, knowing what makes them the best player, and you know, when they play their best, and how they prepare, and how they're coming into the game, and what they're focusing on. That's the area. I mean, it's we keep doing the same, a lot of stuff on team stuff to get better, but it's that. I go back to it. So that would be your answer, that narrow-minded focus on exactly what we want to achieve and how hard we got to play it in order to achieve it and earn it. So that's where I would say is probably the one area. How you do that, you know, is a million-dollar question, and it's not something that you practice. And it's an attitude, it's a mindset, and you recruit that, but you try to bring it out in it. And I think that's where we are right now.
All right, well, let's look ahead to what's coming up this weekend with RPI and Union. When you played up there in the Capital Region last month, you had back-to-back games of 6 goals against them. You limited them pretty well, both of them for the most part. How do you keep up that sort of firepower against them this weekend?
I just how we've had our conversations. When we went up there, you know, we don't know how well they played. We were solid in both those games with our effort and our consistency. And so, you know, I think that, you know, coming into our game, you know, we want to play with a work ethic and pace and discipline. You know, I think in that game, we took some bad penalties in both nights. And, you know, we've been better at that, you know, recently. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have improved in some areas since that game. And we got to continue, and so we know that they've both those teams have been up and down with their successes, and what we got to do is just focus on ourselves and instead play with that urgency and play with that intensity and play with that pace that gives us the best chance to win against both teams.
Mike, as always, I really appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it.